Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade closed lower across the board here. We rallied back for the second day in a row, though, in corn to close off the lows. DEES 15 has maintained $4, over $4. It closed at 401 and a quarter down, 1 3/4, after being below it throughout the day. So there are some people that are along the grains, along the corn especially, still holding some hope because it has not been able to close below that level. We're still below the moving averages, the 50 and 100-day moving average, and a lot of people saying that we're going to go back and test the lows from the first part of October. Beans were down 6 to 7 cents. March beans down 7 at 9.61 and a quarter. Still quite a bit of negativity there. People saying that grains around the world were overpriced here in the U.S., mainly due to the fact that the U.S. dollar index has come up so much. It is slightly lower today, down 2 at 95 even. But the general consensus is that the beans have been so high because exports have been so good, and with the higher dollar, exports maybe not may not keep increasing. And then wheat futures down 5 to 6 cents, made new lows today. Looks like we're going to get some rainfall here in the southern plains.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
There are some interesting trend shifts going on that affect the grain markets, not directly tied, but definitely involved. One of them is the shift of investments away from index funds that are typically long commodities. In the month of December, at the end of the month of December, it was $144 billion, down 6.7% on the year. The peak was $256 billion back in April of 2011. So we're about $112 billion less than then. And that is a significant shift in the outlook for commodities as a whole. Another thing we're seeing is that the Baltic Dry Index, which is an index that ships that tracks shipping lanes around the world, it's the lowest since August of 1986. It reached down to 632. So is a global thermometer on what's going on in trade around the world. That is very negative. It's down 57% since November. Also affecting the ethanol production is the price of oil. The rig count ending today was 94 rigs offline as of this Friday. Now, that's the biggest one-week drop since 1987. So there's a huge money flow out of commodities and possibly into something else that's affecting the price of everything.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle up 132 at 154.85, April up 177 at 152.27, March feeder cattle up 162 at 205.20, April up 120 at 205.40, February lean hogs down 107 at 67.47, April down 95 at 72.25. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat down 3 3/4 at 540 and a quarter. May down 6 at 542 and 3/4. March Chicago wheat 5 lower at 502 and 3/4. March corn down 1 1/2 at 370. July down 1 3/4 at 386. March soybeans down 7 1/4 at 961. July down 7 at 972 and 3/4. March cotton down 21 at 59.36 and May down 33 at 60.02. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.